Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 1st, 1919, the inquest into the brutal murder of Anna Beckles of Apple Grove Christchurch, which occurred at 7 p.m. on Sunday, August 17th, 1919, continued at Dover Christchurch. Ironically, this brutal murder occurred 2 years and 8 months after the equally brutal December 1916 murder of Millicent Millie Gittins, the subject of the folk song Millie Gone to Brazil. According to the reports on the incident carried in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, quote, "The quiet district of Apple Grove Christchurch went into delirium when it became known that Mrs. Anna Beckles had been shot through the heart," end quote. Mrs. Beckles was the wife of Jeremiah Beckles, an ex-sergeant of the British Guiana Police Force, who owned several acres of land at Apple Grove and had a quote-unquote imposing two-story home. The late Anna Beckles was 65 years old and the mother of 12 children, six of whom had predeceased her. Apparently, Mrs. Beckles, her husband, and one of their daughters were sitting in the drawing room chatting when the sound of a gunshot interrupted their conversation and, quote-unquote, pierced the stillness of the night. Suddenly, Mrs. Beckles collapsed to the ground, reportedly saying, quote, "Lord have mercy, I am shot," end quote. The first part of the inquest and autopsy was held at the house of the deceased on the day after the shooting. Dr. Mortimer Johnson, government pathologist, told the inquiry that the death of Mrs. Beckles was caused by a bullet wound and that death was instantaneous. Of the 13 witnesses at the inquiry, two persons stand out: Netta Hayward, a neighbor, and George Ward, the manager of Warner's Plantation, who was a family friend. Evidence given by neighbor and second witness Netta Hayward also gives some idea of where suspicion for the murder fell. Netta reported hearing the gunshot and shouts of murder from Maud, Mrs. Beckles' daughter. Netta went over to the Beckles' house, accompanied by one Price, and saw Mr. Beckles and Maud in a room with the body of the deceased. Netta reported that she and the Beckles family were on friendly terms, with the exception of Cyril. Hayward spoke of a strained relationship between Mr. and Mrs. Beckles. Mr. Beckles cooked for himself, and his wife cooked for herself and children Cyril and Maud. Additionally, brothers Cyril and George were not on speaking terms and were involved in a fight which ended in a court case, with Netta Hayward given evidence in the case as a witness. Both brothers were given fines by the court. However, Netta said she never heard George threaten to kill his mother, but George was not allowed at the family residence after the court case, not even on the night of the murder. Netta also reported that she had heard that George had shot his mother, who had poisoned Mrs. Harvey, the mother of Eloise Clark, George's girlfriend. Clearly, George was seen as the most likely person to murder his mother, but the inquiry concluded that there was no evidence as to who the culprit was, so the jury returned an open verdict.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.